Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Every time, your faithfulness never ceases. for. This is not a game where you're keeping score of how I screw up, or if I do enough to make you think I am worth your time. Where you're willing to talk, but you think that I suck, and I should shape up, is your body.
Pastor Albert Starr. All right. Amen. How's everybody? Good. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, you're a good and gracious God, and we just say thank you. And Lord, you know us better than we know ourselves. You know everything. And now, Lord, we just ask that in your knowing what we need better than we could even understand it, better than we even know how to shape a prayer to ask, we ask that, Lord, out of your knowing, you would open your word to us, so that your word may be for us exactly what you said it is, a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet, bread for the journey to strengthen us. By your word, Lord, let us come to know you, know your will, and know your holy mind. Strengthen us, Lord, by your word. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our gathered hearts be acceptable in your sight. In the name of Jesus, amen. 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 Where's Kim? Kim gonna laugh at this because I got a car. Yeah, but my car been on shutdown for a while. It's sick. Kim would say it's terminal. Amen. And I haven't driven it in a while because something ain't working. Something in there ain't working. I ain't figured out exactly what it is, but something ain't working. In fact, before my car got sick and it wasn't working, there were a lot of things about it that weren't working, like the radio. I could turn the radio on, and even if I turned the knob all the way, just cranking it, you know, it was only going to go just up to a whisper. And it had been like that for a while. And it was the funniest thing to Kim. Kim would get in my car and just laugh at my radio. But it didn't particularly bother me. Because at that point, it was doing all I needed it to do. It was get me from point A to point B. That's all I was asking of it. You know, just get me there and get me back. But some things weren't working, and that's obvious. When I read this situation that this person described, something about it just wasn't working. Something about it wasn't connected. And I didn't get any further than faithful, but. And Pastor Tony, you know, like me, that didn't quite work for me. Faithful, but. See, if we're faithful, there ain't no but. Faithful is about being all in. All in. I'm betting everything on God. Trusting God with everything. That text that you referred to out of Hebrews, that faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence. Faith by itself is the evidence, not the thing that I hold in my hand. Not the thing that I've been asking for. Faith by itself is enough. It's everything. Because faith is what connects us to the heart of God. Faith is what holds us in relationship with God. There's a scripture passage from Matthew I want to look at. When they came to the crowd, Jesus and three other disciples, you know, the three out of 12, you know, had gone with him up a mountain to pray. And when they came down from the mountain, they came to a crowd, and a man approached Jesus and knelt down before him and said, "Lord, have mercy on my son." That's prayer. "Lord, have mercy on my son. He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire, into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him." At least 9 of them. Out of 12, you know, we can talk about the 12, you know. At least 9 out of 12, but they could not heal him. Something wasn't working. Something wasn't connecting somewhere. And Jesus turns to that 9, not because he doesn't love them, not because he doesn't care for them, just as much as he cares and loves for us. But he says to them a word, he speaks to them a word of truth. You know, if you love somebody and somebody loves you and they won't tell you the truth. If people who love me in my life won't tell me the truth about me when I'm talking right and walking left. If they don't offer me a correcting word, then something ain't working. Jesus loves his disciples, but he says to them, "You unbelieving and perverse generation." Now that's messed up right there. Jesus is calling out his disciples, unbelieving, because you're not working. We're not operating out of faith there, operating out of unbelief. Maybe they looked at the situation, this kid that's got so much problem, and the unbelief was more active than the faith. The doubt that Pastor Tony talked about, the doubt was more active than the faith. And perverse, that means got it all twisted. All twisted. And here's the evidence that something was all twisted. They asked Jesus, "How come we couldn't do that?" After Jesus has healed this boy and released him from the demons that have been tormenting him, their first question is, "How come we couldn't do that?" The first thing out of their mouth is, "Why couldn't we do that?" Go to the next verses. Jesus rebuked the demon. It came out of the boy. He was healed at that moment. Then the disciples came to him in private. "Why couldn't we drive the demon out?" I don't know for sure, but it sounds like they skipped over the celebrating and the thanksgiving. Glad that this little boy was released from his demons. They were more concerned about what they weren't able to do. How come we couldn't pull that off? You see, beloved, even as good church folk, sometimes we can be more in love with the gift than the one who gives it. We can be more desiring of the gift than we are of desiring a real connection with God. That's the faith. A trusting in God. A trusting in God that releases in us a freedom and a boldness and a confidence in God In fact, the word confidence, two words put together, calm meaning with and fide meaning faith. With faith, confidence in God, that connection. We live by faith. We live by faith. Why couldn't we drive it out? And Jesus said, because you have so little faith. Because you have so little faith. And somehow the person who's wrestling tonight with, who gives us this topic, says, my faith exceeds. My faith exceeds these nine. I find that a little hard to believe, but okay. But if your faith exceeds, then why is it working? Why can't you say to that mountain of discouragement that's blocking your way, move? Or why can't you say to that mountain of discouragement, I'm done with you. I'm done with being discouraged because my finances don't line up the way somebody else thinks they ought to. I met some of the poorest people in the world on the continent of Africa, where the average yearly income is like $300 a year. Ain't got a pot or a window. And you can't beat them trusting in God with everything and not worrying about anything, but trusting in the grace of God. I don't know. Something's holding you back. Something's holding you down. Why can't we? Why couldn't we? Why can't I? Beloved, I want to tell you. I know about my little car. I know that there are things wrong with it. I know there are things that ought to be working that ain't working. And I know that ain't working because the things ain't connecting right. There's no mystery. Kim would just say, boy, you just need a new car. Well, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. But I'm investing in some other things right now that are more important to me than a car. I still get from point A to point B. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's working out. It's working out. Connecting. I heard this and it helped me. Maybe it'll help you. I see you in the future and you look better. I see you walking in favor and prosperity too. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you through. And you can depend on me. I'll pray for you. Pray. I'm gonna keep on praying. Pray. I'll keep on praying for you. You can depend on God to see you through. And you can count on me. I'll pray for you. You got anybody praying for you? Are you praying for anybody? See, I just believe that you know what? You know the people that, you know, when you go into a restaurant and there are people who will, I mean, they're bringing you food and things, you know, what do you call them?
Waitresses.
A waitress or a waiter. Yeah. You know when the Bible says, blessed are they who wait on the Lord, huh? That waiting ain't sitting around and doing nothing. The kind of waiting where we find the refreshment of God is about service. Huh? Maybe God is just waiting to see if you're gonna pray for anybody other than yourself. Pray about anything other than just your own little issues, my own little stuff. Just wait on somebody. I dare you to get busy waiting on somebody. Serving somebody just out of a way and allowing that service to be an expression of your love for God. Let your waiting on somebody be an expression of your faith in God.
Amen.
Just wait and see what happens. Pray for somebody. Get busy praying. Y'all. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. I'm done. Praise be to God.
Hey!